For a decade and a half, the 10-pound fiddle organization has been putting on the Midwinter Singing Festival, but organizer Sally Potter tells me this year's shindig at the Hanna Community Center, it's a bit of a two-for-one deal.
Every so often we throw a curveball. We had a Beatles tribute band, and we were in the basement of Harper's for one of the nights. So the curveball this time, about every, again, 3 or 4 years, is we have changed the festival to be a singing and folk festival for a number of reasons. This Martin Luther King weekend, we've always done a big concert at the Hanna Center. And then 2 weeks later, we've done the singing festival. Well, 2 weeks later, it was hard to get the Hanna for that night. So we thought, you know, why don't we just back it up and have the singing festival on Martin Luther King and have one night be singing and one night be a folk festival. So singing, we brought in one of the best song leaders, Dan Chouinard, and he's going to be leading songs on Friday night. And then Saturday night is the folk festival. And we have three acts. They're each going to do one set. 7:30, James Keelahan, a marvelous singer-songwriter from Canada. 8:30 is the Sweetwater Warblers, which is the new group of Rachel Davis, May Earlywine, and Lindsay Liu. And then at 9:30, it's Jay Unger and Molly Mason, who, among a million other things, wrote Ashoka Farewell, which is the theme song for Ken Burns' Civil War series. But they are mainstays in Upper New York State, East Coast folk music world. They don't get out here very often, and so they're doing a Traverse City, East Lansing weekend in the Midwest in January. And we're lucky to get them.
Along with the live music opportunities at this weekend's 15th Midwinter Singing and Folk Festival from the 10-Pound Fiddle, Sally Potter has included a documentary film about a legend in the folk music community, a man whose banjo famously said, "This machine surrounds hate and forces it to surrender."
Banjo was the tool, it was his weapon.
He was kind of the official birth of folk music being a part of the culture.
Well, we'll feel the ripples of Pete Seeger's influence for years and years and years. Last year, the curveball at the singing festival was a sing-along on Friday, and then we did a sing-along to the Sound of Music on Saturday. And Susan Woods of the East Lansing Film Society was the key person in that. And I said, Susan, why don't we show a film on Saturday? We charged $20 for a workshop wristband all afternoon, but let's just put the film in there too. And if you were going to pick a film surrounding the folk world, there are two or three or four big films, and one of them is Pete Seeger, The Power of Song. It's a marvelous documentary, and it'll be starting at 11:30 on Saturday morning.
Now, we've barely scratched the surface of all that Sally Potter and the 10-Pound Fiddle bring during this weekend's Midwinter Singing and Folk Festival at the Hanna Community Center in East Lansing, but you can see the full rundown online at singingfestival.com. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.